This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pastrnak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for the 3-point stance. Three hosts, three takes on the biggest stories going around in the world of sports today. Our order is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, then Ted Johnson. They're lined up at the table that way, so easy enough. Each host gets 60 seconds to present their opening take about whatever they're hot on today, and then we open up the floor for some discussion on it. Andy Hart, you will go first. You have 60 seconds to present your take. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, your 60 seconds does begin now.
So this ties into something I said a little earlier. I'm predicting 65 combined points tonight for Tatum and Brown. That's because I believe they are rolling toward the postseason. These big games lately, they have been coming up big time like the stars that they are. And I think sometimes on radio, reporters, we look too much for the stories beyond the obvious ones. And we've talked a lot about it. Peyton Pritchard's fun. Derek White's fun. And they're lucky to have those guys. And that's absolutely true. But I'm a big believer that in all sports, stars win in the postseason. And Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, watching them evolve and mature and see their comfort level with how they play the game of basketball, whether it's on the defensive end of the floor for Jaylen Brown and at times Jason Tatum, or at times just deferring to the guys around them. Jason Tatum, oh, you're going to double me? I'm going to make the right pass. I'm going to build my assists. I think they are maturing in part because I think they got paid, and I think it's easier to defer to others when you already have your paycheck. But I think we love to talk about the underdogs and the depth and the sixth man of the year, Peyton Pritchard. We need to talk a little more often every once in a while just about the great ones, the pillars. The reason that you're going to be an NBA champion this year will be Tatum and Brown and their maturity moving forward.
Interesting.
Wow.
All right.
You guys were busting my balls about all the green coming out of my orifices. And listen to you, man.
Well, it was mostly your mouth, but.
Jeez. You okay? I thought you were going to swear there for a second.
Yeah, you son of. When Ted swears, people watch
it. Yeah,
out.
It's a big jar.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll
so,
come back to that.
Okay. Andy's playing Homer Honk today with the Boston Celtics. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, are you ready?
I am most indeed prepared.
All right, your 60 seconds for your opening take begins now.
This is probably the biggest surprise coming from my mouth on this day or any other given day. You'd probably be less surprised if you heard me say, let's go Yankees in earnest. But guys, I am doing a pro-Boston Bruins 3-point stance because after what I saw last night at the building, Ted, that is no more than maybe two good Dwight Evans throws away from us, the TD Garden, where your Boston Bruins spent talentless without many of their stars and regulars after the trading deadline, emotionally bereft. The gas tank was on empty. Turned things around and had their best period of the season, had their best performance of the season, had their biggest moment of the season in a 3-2 win against the Florida Panthers, coming off Saturday's shocking, yet not necessarily to the afternoon show, 4-0 win against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Sometimes teams rise up when they are free of the star. Sometimes they call that the Ewing theory, Ted. Bill Simmons made famous, of course. And then also when they are freed of expectations, and sometimes the lingering doubt that is created, is a star going to get traded? Are we going to lose a bunch of our guys or not? The Bruins have none of that to worry about anymore, guys, and they have a beautiful opportunity over the next couple of weeks to play some great hockey, get back in this playoff race, and get all these good people here at Scores at the Garden and all throughout New England back on the wagon. Let's go, Bees.
Wow.
I like that. There's some nuance to that.
Okay. How about that, huh? And I hit the Turk. Give me I hit the post on that. Let's freaking go.
I don't think we're host one and host two. We're homer one and homer two.
64 slices of American cheese.
Well earned on that, Hawk. All right, Ted Johnson,
yes,
your
sir.
Turn for your opening take. Are you ready?
I'm ready, bub.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right, let me ask you guys a question.
All right.
Did you think that Bailey Zappe made Mac Jones a better quarterback?
He did not.
No. Well, why would you say that?
Because Mac Jones was insecure.
Okay. All right.
And he sulked on the sideline.
Interesting. All right. Very good. You just walked right into my trap. Thank you.
That's what we tried to do.
So you have a lot of head-scratching kind of decisions. Josh Dobbs was brought in as a free agent, signed a 2-year deal going into his seventh year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all trying to wonder, like, what was that about? Is that just to round out the quarterback room? Or is it maybe because it's insurance in case the Patriots want to trade a Joe Milton?
Mm.
And so I was against that thought initially, but now I'm starting to wonder if perhaps, if you watch Joe Milton work out this offseason, I mean, he's on all everywhere. He's out mm-hmm. working out. He's doing all this training. Reports are that he sees himself as a starter. All right?
Ooh.
And so after what happened at the end of the season last year in that last regular season game against Buffalo where he lights it up, you got everybody in town here thinks that maybe Joe Milton's better than Drake May. I've heard that a lot. I'm wondering, and I think, that the coaches are worried about Joe Milton having the same kind of effect on Drake May that Bailey Zappe had on Mac Jones. And so they're worried about that dynamic, and so they want to have a guy to back up Drake, because I'm thinking they're trying to move Joe Milton. That's my take, and I ain't changing. I'm getting off that. Until the season starts.
My name's Ted Johnson, and I approve this message. Ted, right. That was I had not thought of it that way.
Mm.
That's chewy. That's zesty. And I can see it. And the crazy thing is, you know what, Andy? I want my backup to think he should be a starter. Don't
yeah,
you want
but you don't
think-
want him to adversely affect the starter. There's that fine line.
That's
you want him
point.
Working like he can play, but you don't want him thinking he's better than the guy that's playing and creating weirdness, because Bailey Zappe created a weirdness.
I agree.
There was a weirdness.
I don't think
there.
He helped Mac Jones become a better quarterback.
No,
and I always say, am I allowed to talk Dan Ball? I know you're supposed to be the maestro here.
No. Let's start with Ted's point.
Okay.
We're free-for-alling. This is
so
good.
Nope.
They always say, Ted,
bar.
Even back in your day, Michael Bishop, those guys, that the backup quarterback's the most popular guy in town because he just sits on the sideline. I mean, people can cheer.
Andy, how many people thought that Bishop should have been starting
with
Drew?
Which is crazy.
Yep.
And it would be crazy to think that Joe Milton is better than Drake May, but some people already have talked about it. We've gotten the texts. We've gotten the calls. Nobody will say that, in my opinion, maybe correct me if I'm wrong here, about Josh Dobbs. Dobbs will not be more popular than May.
Never.
It's just the veteran journeyman backup quarterback. So I could see that theory, and I don't know Joe Milton well enough to know the dynamic or whatever's going on, but I've definitely seen the videos, the workout videos. He was throwing the medicine ball against the wall, doing different things, and he's a confident guy. He went out there and performed in the finale, and if all these fans can think he's good enough to start, why can't he?
You don't think his family, you don't think his friends, you don't think all
true.
The fans are in his
pumping
head
him.
All offseason. Yeah. You know what? Hey. Drake, you won as many games as Drake May did last year. And you played.
Did Drake May do that thing where he rolled to his left and then threw a 40-yard touchdown pass on a rope?
I bet you it is in his head. And I'm just wondering if the coaching staff worries that dynamic isn't a healthy one. It's got to be that backup quarterback relationship with the starter has got to be a healthy one. And I'm just not sure two guys that come in at the same time, one guy in the it was the third overall pick, the other in the sixth round, more as a developmental guy, who a lot of people think that maybe perhaps has a chance to maybe do something in this league. That guy, I can see the coaching staff worrying about Joe Milton maybe potentially getting in the head of the starter. And really, you don't want that dynamic. I know you want competition, but you don't, at that position of all positions, that's the one I worry about backups getting in the head of the starter and messing with the kid's head.
Well, there's two things that I would say to that. Number one, you would hope also that Drake May is so confident in his abilities, which it seems he is and should be, given the year that he had last year and the short career that he's had as well, so that it wouldn't bother him even if Milton was either like trying to rally support in the locker room or I wouldn't say overtly undercutting him, number one. And number two, I also would say, well, you know what? If you think you should be, you can try and earn it. That's cool. Why don't you go out there and do what you did in that one game now for another entire season, backing up Drake, working out, improving your game, and then at the end of next season when we maybe don't need you as much, then we'll move you and give you a chance to be the next Matt Flynn, the next Matt Hasselbeck, the next Matt Schaub. Boy, a lot of Matts are the ones who are the backups that have become starters.
I don't think that conversation will be had. You don't really talk to players like that, like, hey, you do this, and then we'll get you out of here. But I could just see that dynamic maybe in the off season being a concern for this coaching staff, considering all the kind of momentum that has been kind of building for Joe Milton, and that to me would concern me if I'm the I'm a coach. And so, you know what, it's two guys going in their second year. The room needs a veteran, similar type skill set to the starter, our future Drake May. Josh Jobs kind of fits the profile of what, athletically speaking, what Drake May does. Because I'm worried about what Joe Milton's attitude is going to be. Is it going to be where it needs to be? Does he know he's the backup? Hey, competition's good, but at the risk of maybe messing with the kid's head that's in front of him, that would concern me.
What else would also concern me, and I don't have this concern, is I think Mac Jones was soft. I think he was kind of a puddle of goo inside. He would have broken at some point, in my opinion. I like Drake May more than that. I would also be, if I were concerned that Joe Milton threatens Drake May, I would be equally as concerned that I drafted a guy that's threatened by his backup. You know what I mean? Like the alpha dog maybe isn't as much an alpha as we think he is, and growing up with all his brothers and that fighting for everything and all that. I believe in Drake May, but you're right. Why take the chance?
Yeah.
Why take the chance of creating a little fissure?
I'll tell you exactly why, because who do you believe would be able to emulate what they want to do offensively with movement, rollouts, and more better? Would it be the Pastronaut in Josh Dobbs, who's going to be on his fifth team in 4 years? Or would it be Joe Milton, who, when he came out, you know, we did this on a lot of the draft shows and podcasts, Andy, everybody said the kid's athletic prowess and ability was through whatever roof he could jump or backflip through, but not necessarily the processor, if you will, that a guy like Drake May is.
So I would say C to your option, neither. I think if you lose Drake May, you're porked. I think Josh Dobbs is probably a journeyman backup quarterback type.
You can usually take probably out of the equation.
And Joe Milton, do I think he's a future starter? I don't. I think he's always going to be an athletic freak that is just as capable of wowing you positively as he is occasionally wowing you negatively. So I wouldn't. If Drake May goes down, I think you're in trouble either way.
I would tend to agree with you, and I just think that last game against Buffalo.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Probably in some way shaped the offseason and the thinking of Joe Milton, and maybe his behavior, his attitude has changed. And so there's a concern there. Josh Dobson, I'll be honest, I was a little bit surprised that they went there. You got to have a third guy. Mm-hmm. I do like bringing in an older guy. So maybe I'm wrong, but there's a part of me that wonders if it's insurance for in case Joe Milton's attitude to start the season isn't where it needs to be, isn't conducive for support and winning, and doesn't have the kids back. And so that's something I'm watching. I'll be curious how that goes. And I can see maybe perhaps by the end of the training camp, Joe Milton maybe being on another team.
He looked good against Buffalo's third string in a game in January that Buffalo was trying to lose. I mean, just want to put that out there.
All right, gentlemen, let's spend a couple of minutes with the other two topics from the three-point stance today. We'll go Bruins real quick and then wrap with Celtics before Terp joins the show. So, Ted, I want to start with you. Fitzy's point was all positive about the Bruins. Two wins in a row after the trade deadline.
Yes, sir.
Not a guarantee that they're going to make the playoffs, but certainly a conversation that they're going to keep themselves relevant. So where do you fall on your Bruins homer honk positivity?
Look, I'm a little bit more apprehensive. I mean, last night's game, I'll be honest, I had zero interest in that game. Mm-hmm. Zero. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it before. We left for the night, and I was like, I really don't really want to watch the game. And all of a sudden, all right, they're down 2-0. No, you know, no surprise. And then I'm gonna see what they're doing in the third. Oh baby, it's 2-1. Okay, and now I'm DVRing, I'm rewinding, I'm going back to see how they score. Okay, mm-hmm. And then you're seeing the fight, you're seeing the effort there. You're seeing just a different level of intensity. You're hearing the broadcasters talk about how loud the TD Garden is, how they haven't heard it this loud. And I'm seeing players act in ways I hadn't seen them act all season long, right? And so I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And then you hear some of the comments that Swayman's making, you know, about just, you know, how guys are bought in. There's this continuity. All this positive stuff. Wow, you weren't saying that a few days ago. Why are you saying all that stuff now? Feels like the room is happier or
relieved.
Relieved that maybe that Brad is moved on. And you think about it, he's had the last 2 days, he's been interviewed by the local press here, okay? Brad Marchand, 2 30-minute interviews that he gave in the last 2 days.
With about a 5.5-minute answer average.
It was like the dark cloud. It was depressing. There was no positivity, and you just wonder if that kind of attitude and dark cloud has been hanging over this team all season long, and now it's been removed, and everyone see it, boys. Now everyone's
there was a girl,
all,
there was a girl there.
Kind of just relieved, and there's a different attitude now that Brad's gone.
Yes, so. Thank you. That's exactly what I'm talking about, Ted. Sometimes you just have to like. You know what's the sweatshirt that was made, you know, foolishly by Patricia or Judge or someone a couple years ago? No one's coming to save us.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No one's coming to save you, Bruins. So it's either go ahead, crawl into your hole, or, you know, get under the ice and get emotionally zambonied for the rest of the season, or show some freaking pride. Show some fight.
You got to be honest. Real quick, sorry, Andy. You think about the incidents with Brad Marchand last year. Mm. It all started with him being critical of Swayman for holding out, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got, Jim Montgomery pushing him in the back. He's on the bench, and he's sitting there pushing him. And it, like, okay, the head coach is like
– very strong.
You know, he didn't, like, hit him. But, I mean, have you ever seen a coach, like, kind of put his hands on a captain like that?
No.
Not a long time.
No.
Right? And then you hear the rumblings about, you know, from our boy Rich, that maybe Pasta and Marshawn aren't on the same page. And then you see the behavior after the trade. And you just start to think, you know, I use the word that he was maybe a bad captain, probably a poor choice of words, but I'm not sure that Brad Marchand was the best captain he could probably be. And that this team is relieved now that he's gone. I just feel like there's a little bit of a dark cloud. And partly I put it on the Bruins. The Bruins didn't have a long-term deal for Jim Montgomery before the season started. They didn't have one for the captain. And so it's almost like they should have seen this coming.
And one last point on the Bruins. Best player in hockey since January 1st. Plays for the Bruins.
David Pastrnak?
Absolutely. Leads the league in goals and points.
But he's not an MVP candidate.
Hey.
But you're always giving him the business.
If they make
business.
The playoffs, he's an MVP candidate.
Okay, what
Hold
if they
on
miss?
A second.
What if they're a point or two out?
Then he's not an MVP candidate.
Not even a candidate.
Oh, Mr. Awaken 180 doesn't usually do carbs, but now he loves pasta.
Do more to start the year. Do more to start the year, and you would have made the playoffs. That'll be what I'm talking. You come up a game or two short, it's going to be because you weren't great to start the year. Anyway, I'm just saying Pasta's playing really well. That's also interesting when you tie it into Marchand's gone and he's rolling right along. Right.
Oh,
he doesn't seem
wow.
like he misses his best friend.
Oh, how's that? I hope Rich doesn't like tear an Achilles or anything on that victory lap.
Oh, yeah, he's already taken plenty.
Yeah, he is. Dan, how about, wait and go? Are we up against it for Andy's?
I would say we are, and it's convenient because Andy's point was about the Boston Celtics and their fantastic two stars in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and you have an expert that knows more than you about the Boston Celtics joining you in just a couple
Debatable.
Of moments here on the show.
Oh, Turpenstein's monster. I love it.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.